So you're living or you're stationed overseas and you've got some extra money or some extra time on your hands and you just don't know what to do with it, but you want to start a side hustle. I'm going to give you an idea that you can actually start today. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Side Hustle Military. This is your host, Victor Delaflor, a U.S. Marine and side hustler, bringing you a new Side Hustle Military story. Now today, I'm going to share with you four simple steps I used to build a side business while I was stationed out in Japan, and that side business brought in over $20,000 in a little over 2 years. I'm also going to try to tie in a little bit of military knowledge for you, so let's see if you can catch that. Now, this particular side hustle required minimal work once I got the hang of it, but at the end, I was able to provide an awesome product for my community. But I'll share all that with you in just a few seconds. Side Hustle Military is brought to you by Undercover Clip. A new way to carry your glasses in uniform. Undercover Clip fits inside of your Navy and Marine Corps covers, keeping your glasses safe and secure and giving you that squared away look. To get yours, visit www.undercoverclip.com and use code SIDEHUSTLE for 20% off an order of two or more clips. The simple, effective, and functional way to carry your eyewear and uniform. Undercover Clip. A few years ago, I found myself getting PCS orders to Japan. Now, if you've ever been to Japan, you know it's a whole different culture, and we loved it. I mean, it was the people, the food, just the culture in general was amazing. So after about a year of exploring our new home, you know, going to Tokyo, doing Hiroshima, Kyoto, things like that, and after that first year of just exploring everything, I started to get that itch. And if you're a side hustler, like really a side hustler, you know what that itch is. You want to find something new. You want to find a new hustle. You wanted to get in there head first and start selling or start promoting, start doing something else on the side. So that's where I was. And around this same time, I was coaching my daughter's little league soccer team on the base. If you've ever coached soccer or done like youth sports, you know that you need to go through the background check. You meet up with the youth sports coordinator. And after that, they gave me a bag full of jerseys. And they told me, you can go to this company off the base and they'll do all your embroidery or the heat pressing if the parents want it. So during that first meeting of our first practice, I started to explain the game schedule and the practice to the parents. Then I let them know, hey, look, there's a company off base and they do this heat pressing. If you guys want the names on the back of your kids' jerseys, let me know. It's going to cost 1,000 yen. So 1,000 yen at the time was about equivalent to about $12, give or take. So of course, all the parents on the team decided that they wanted to do that, put some cool names on the back of their kids' jersey, and that was cool. So I collected all the money. It was about $120 in yen, of course. So that following Friday, I went to the shop off the base and I dropped off the bags. I was just making small talk with the gentleman at the front, asking him how business was going, and he said business was going good. He had about 10 bags in the back just from the Little League on the base, and he had a few more bags from the Japanese leagues, the Little Leagues and the regular recreational adult leagues from off base. So I figured, you know, this guy is doing pretty well. Like his entire company, his entire shop is doing pretty well. So that night I went home and I did some research and I found that this company was the only company servicing about 3 or 4 towns around the area because he was the only one that was doing this type of work. And I figured, you know, that would probably be a pretty good business model to do on the base. So I started researching heat presses and started researching vinyl lettering, getting different prices, trying to find out how much shipping would cost for all this stuff. So I ended up buying a $450 heat press along with about $100 in vinyl lettering. And the shipping for the heat press, because it was like 70 pounds, was about $100 to $150. I can't recall exactly what it was, but it was around that price range. So that's the story of how I got into the heat press hustle. Now I'm going to roll into the 4 steps I took to make sure that I properly established this business. So step 1, observe and identify the need for the service. I knew I could provide a better service than what this company was providing. Their turnaround time was 2 weeks, and I could probably do it cheaper than what they were charging. It was equivalent to about $12. I was only going to ask for $10. And when I looked at all the players during the soccer season, I noticed all the players had names on the back of their jerseys. So I knew this is something that the parents wanted, and I knew I could provide a better service. Step 2, orientation of your new side hustle. So I went online, I did my homework, I started doing the research, I was searching for prices, I was looking at shipping, because you know that stuff isn't cheap to get out to Japan. I mean, I was even researching heat pressing forums. Like, that's a real thing, heat pressing forums. I needed to find out about temperatures and pressures. And in the end, I ended up purchasing that heat press with all that vinyl lettering, but not before I did all my homework first. This brings us to step 3, decide how you want to present yourself. Now, this was my first time ever doing a business like this, and I knew I wanted to look professional. I knew I wanted to look like I've done this before. And with the amount of research that I put in and the amount of OJT that I was doing when I got the heat press, I felt like I had enough knowledge to go forward and start establishing the business. So what I did was open up a Photoshop app and I created a small logo. That logo later went on my order form, the top left-hand corner of my order form. And I made an entire packet for the coaches that included the order form, that included a special promo flyer for the coaches, and some information on the business. It was super simple, and it really made me stand out. It really made me look like I knew what I was doing and I was professional. And lastly, step 4, act on what you've prepared. So I spoke with the youth sports office and I asked if I could show up at the next coaches meeting to present my packages, and they said, no problem, come on by. So I came equipped with those 10 packets explaining my services. I got up in front of everybody and I let them know, hey, look, here's what I can offer you. It's a lot cheaper than out in town. It's a lot faster. I'll get it to you in 3 days by 2 weeks. And here's the kicker, and this was part of my promo in the packet. I will heat press the coach's shirt for free if they went with my services. So at that point, it was a no-brainer. And that following season, I was getting tons of orders. Like, my entire living room was full of jerseys and full of jersey bags. And after that first season, word got out about my services, and then I started getting order forms and getting messages on Facebook from organizations on the base, from the school, even some organizations that were off base that found my services through Facebook or through word of mouth. They reached out and I gladly did all their shirts. Now, I will say in the beginning, it did take about 2 weeks to find my rhythm. So during that time, my wife and I, we were just taking it slow, making sure we didn't mess up any shirts. I was doing them at night and she was doing them during the day while I was at work. But once we got the hang of it, we were knocking out each shirt in about 2 minutes. So that means grabbing the shirt, laying it on the heat press pad, making sure that you've got all the correct lettering for the name, laying out the letters on the shirt, covering the letter with that wax paper that the heat press comes with, and then putting down the lid for a few seconds. That means we were making $10 every 2 minutes. That was awesome. At that point in time, I didn't imagine that I could do something like that, but it happened. Now, if I can give you one piece of advice for this whole heat pressing business, I would honestly have to say, you gotta practice, practice, practice. You gotta do as much as you can before you actually go live and start charging for these shirts. Find old t-shirts, use whatever you got around the house just to start heat pressing. Because once you heat press some letters at 400 degrees on a cotton t-shirt, those things aren't coming off. So hopefully you get some practice in before you start charging somebody and you accidentally heat press the wrong thing or the wrong letter on there. So that's it, guys. The 4 steps I took to establish a side hustle business that brought in over $20,000 in about 2 years. And I don't know if you caught that, but I did add that little bit of military knowledge in there. Did you notice the OODA loop? So OODA loop is observe, orient, decide, and act. So that's a process that was developed by Air Force Colonel John Boyd. It's usually used for combat operations, but funny enough, it perfectly fit in with this episode. So why not use it, right? Hey, thanks a lot for listening to the Side Hustle Military Podcast. Thanks a lot to our sponsor, Undercover Clip, the simple, effective, and functional way to carry your eyewear in uniform. And if you'd like your story shared on the Side Hustle Military Podcast, send us an email at info@sidehustlemilitary.com. And remember, don't let the base pay hold you back. You've got the skills and the knowledge to be an effective side hustler. So let's start side hustling today.